It's time for the Draft Dudes Podcast.
What's better than this?
Your hosts, the Draft Dudes themselves and co-founders of the Draft Network, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino.
Guys being dudes
on the Draft Dudes Podcast. And it starts now.
Better than this, guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts. Chris Schubert's here floating around producing this thing. No lights in the background today. We're from the Draft Network, and we're brought to you by Bet Online, your number one spot for all your sports betting needs this season. You will always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends over at Bet Online. They feature live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. They have every sport. So head on over to betonline.ag to join and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. It's BetOnline, and it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy do a grouch, a favor day to you.
All right, so Chris, what would you like me to do for you today?
Well, I was going to ask you what I could do for you, so that's good. Wow. I like the way that bit played out.
Yeah, very well done. I have some exciting news to share with the two of you.
Do we know the news?
No, you don't.
You have finally gotten in your South Dakota State paraphernalia to put up on the wall behind you. Wow, what a monumental day.
This would be the third conversation I've had with Kyle, two informal conversations, and I don't know what this is.
Happy National Draft Picks in the updated MDM get their new trade values to help refine and improve the computer trade logic experience on the updated MDM that is continuing to be in beta testing at the Draft Network with our premium subscribers.
I bet people are getting sick of hearing us talk about this and then it not being live.
Well, you know, Rome wasn't built a day.
I don't know what to tell you. Join TDM Premium, be a part of the process. Here's the thing, though.
We aren't really marketing the exclusiveness experience because I would hate for somebody to sign up. And I'm being genuine right now. I would hate for somebody to sign up for TDN Premium with the expectation that I'm going to use the MDM and it's going to be the picturesque, perfect final product version of what it is, because it's not. We've had some people that have done that and they're in and they're like, yo, this is kind of whack. And it's like, yeah, that's what a beta test is. It's not done yet. That's the whole point, is for you to give us feedback and find the coding errors and the display issues and user interface friendliness. And we've gotten a lot of feedback on all that stuff, and that's been great. But the one thing that we have been battling is finding a proper balance for computer initiated trade offers to your team. And I would like to think that that issue has been resolved. We've made some changes. The big feedback that we got, and this is a fun little, we'll pull the curtain down since I know we're only doing the thing today and nothing else. So we should have a little bit of time. We're doing the thing today. The feedback that we got was that the computer initiated trades, with the way the logic was built, it's this year's picks and then the next 2 years worth of picks. And every pick has its own pick value in the current year and the future years. And the computer was loading up on future year picks and then like a 7. So it was giving you like those bullshit offers of like, I'll give you a 2, 3, and a 4 next year and in 2025 and a 7th round pick this year for your pick at 24 overall. And everyone's like, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, no, that's pretty dumb. I'm not going to do that. If anything, users love to trade their future picks for picks in the here and now.
Because they're doing it the other way.
They don't like the computer coming back and hitting them with their own taste of their own medicine, right? Yeah. So that was the feedback. So what we did was we scaled and tiered future pick values so that the corresponding round in each future year, instead of just flowing waterfall version straight vertical, it now flows horizontal and then down to the next round value. So a pick in 2025 in the first round is worth less than a pick in the first round of 2024, which is worth less than a pick in the first round of 2023. But that pick in the first round of 2025, Chris just started some kind of wild
There's
rave
a party
in his office.
Where,
what
in
the
Shuby's
hell
office.
Just happened?
I said no lights, Mike. Fire up the Zed and get it going in there, Chris.
Touch me and then just touch me so I can get my satisfaction.
So the way it works is
he's got a remote. He's got a remote. Whoa, look at this thing. It's a Tetris. It's a Rubik's Cube.
My LED lights behind me work off of a switch. And if I turn the switch off at night and I turn it back on, when it boots up, it does that kind of strobe effect where it
lights up every color.
A ton of the lights. I didn't think that was going to be that distracting to you guys. Sorry.
Well, yeah, it was.
Brother.
It was. So anyway, there's a tiered system now where it can offer you a future pick in the same round and then a BS pick at the very end of this year's draft to offer you a trade. So the thought process is it's going to be much more balanced, and computers are not going to offer you trades, including picks from 2025 anymore. So it's only going to send you packaged offers from this year and next year.
I
to cut down on the extra surplus.
I've been holding this suggestion for a while, Kyle. But I was
Is
hopeful
in regards to how to fix this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hopeful that you would just personally be available to offer the computer trades.
Oh, that's
air quotes.
I love that suggestion.
Right,
I mean, that suggestion.
You're dumb. So case in point, I'm the Dolphins and I'm running amok right now. So Chris, if I get jumpy with my audio, just know I have two browsers open, although they're not both Google Chrome. One of them is Safari.
Easy. I would rather you not do that, but that's okay.
And I just came on the clock at 52, and I just got offered 64 and a 2024-3 for 52.
That's okay. Better. Yeah. That's a step in the right direction.
It's a very reasonable offer.
Yeah. Good work.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.
Good work. All right. Shall we do the thing we came here to do?
I would love to.
We're going to make 96 predictions on this year podcast. Is that math check out, boys? 32 times three?
32 times three is 96. Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
I just did. Yeah. I did 2, 4, 6 and then 3 plus 3 plus 3. It got me to 9.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Joe.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about that chant. I will be using that the rest of the day to annoy my wife. So appreciate that, Mr. Krabs. Not to be confused with the SpongeBob character for those of us who are learning about SpongeBob characters.
Money.
All right, so we did this. I think we've done this a few years in a row where we predict every team's primary starting quarterback in 2023, and we have to do it ahead of the carousel that spins, right? We've got a big domino here, and Derek Carr, released,
yeah,
free to sign with any team. Could happen soon. So we
could happen during the show
now.
Who knows?
It could happen
at any point.
Right, so... I think I have at least one new starting quarterback in every single division. So this should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's very fun, Joe.
Yeah.
I do not.
Well, kind of.
I'm reconciling what I just said, and I have every division
You're
has
wrong?
At least one.
Okay.
No,
I was
going to
say it would have been an all-time doozy if you were
No, I've been having a few of those lately, so we're good on this one.
I will tell you, I used a different approach this year. Normally, I just went team by team and was like, oh, who's this team's quarterback going to be? This year, I did it differently. I went through all of the teams and put all of the established, no doubt, slam dunk, these are the team starters. And then I got a lay of the land of which teams I needed to sort out. And then I put the puzzle pieces together. And I feel like I did a better job this year.
Well, I hope I did a better job, because last year did not go well for one Joe Marino in predicting.
Shall we start with the AFC East?
Yeah, let's do it.
We all have Josh Allen as the starter for the Buffalo Bills, correct?
Yep.
Do we all have Tua as the starter for the Miami Dolphins?
Yes. Yep.
Do we all have Mac Jones as the starter for the New England Patriots?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's the Jets. This is the one that's going to be...
I'll go first.
Okay.
Go ahead. You volunteered it. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I predict that the primary starting quarterback for the New York Jets in the year 2023 to the... disappointment of Christopher P. Schubert, I think it is going to be Aaron Rodgers. And the reason I believe this is because I feel like Woody Johnson is tired of not having a quarterback. And they're tired of missing in the draft. and they have to, I feel like they're at that point where we can't miss again, and we have to really do something here. And I think they go in and get Aaron Rodgers, and I think the Packers are going to be very happy to move on. I don't know how expensive the trade is going to be. I'm not endorsing the move, but predictively, and that's the objective here, I think that this is going to happen. I think that's, they're going to look at their situation. Chris, I don't remember if it was on the staff meeting yesterday or if it was on this podcast. You made the point that Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, it's for their tenure, right? This is it. It's do or die. Correct. And correct. I think they are going to not be as concerned about what they have to give up, but romanticize over that idea of having Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback with that defense and feeling like they can go compete and be a playoff team, to, and this is their path to do it with the support of the ownership. I just think it's going to happen.
The starting quarterback for the 2023 New York Jets is one James R. Garoppolo.
I also have Guap Garopp.
James R. Garoppolo, my starting quarterback Jets. For 2023.
Jimmy G!
Is there anything to say there?
Yeah, I think they whiff on the big two. I think they whiff on Carr and they whiff on Rodgers. And then at that point, what have we seen every time that that Robert Saleh has whiffed on potentially the better options at something? He goes to what he knows. He defaults back to his experience, the people that he knows, the players that he knows, everybody that he knows, his infrastructure that he built in San Francisco. Well, guess what? Jimmy G is going to be a free agent. Robert Saleh was there when Jimmy G was there. It's just a natural fit. So if they miss out on the big two, that is what I think is going to happen.
So now I'm very excited to find out who everybody has for the Packers.
I have a take. It's not Aaron J. Rodgers.
Oh, gosh. Can we go there? Do we have to do this thing? Can we just go to the NFC North now?
Yeah,
we have to do the thing in order. We have to do the thing in order.
So we have to go to the North AFC North now?
Yes. The Bengals, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, yes.
The Ravens. I have Lamar.
Okay.
I think it's safe
on the Valentine's Day show. Yeah, on the Valentine's Day show, I said I'd love for the Falcons to do it. I think there's a hurdle there. The Ravens have to want to trade him, right? If they're going to franchise tag him, they have to want to deal him. So I think the safest thing to do is to say Lamar is going to be the quarterback and move on and let the dominoes fall in a different order.
I think the biggest inhibitor to Baltimore trading Lamar Jackson is another team being prepared to give Lamar the fully guaranteed money that he's asking for. And I don't know that that's going to happen with the way the last 2 years have ended for Lamar. So therefore, I am more inclined to think that he is back on the franchise tag again next year.
So Lamar's your prediction as well, Kyle?
Yes, yes.
I got a new quarterback in Baltimore. I think low-key, they've kind of had a youth movement here in recent years. Tons of draft picks, a lot of young players, new coordinators on, you know, new OC this year, new DC last year. I think they're ready to kind of to shift here. I feel like they may agree that they've accomplished what they can with Lamar Jackson, and it's time to go somewhere else. So I have the quarterback of the Ravens next year, the primary starter being Tyler Huntley. I think they stick with him. Go ahead.
You like that? You like that?
I didn't think you guys were going to like that. So that's
I said you like that. I didn't say I like that. I said you like that.
I will tell you, Joe, I have Tyler Huntley starting someplace else next season. So okay. I am in
Baltimore.
Out of control.
Yeah. I think they're going to take the opportunity.
Hold on, Kyle. When you hear the team I have them on, you're going to like it.
It's going to be Arizona. It's going to be Arizona.
It is not. It is not Arizona.
Okay.
When I sell you on this team, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Let's not spoil the things here.
Don't do the thing ahead of the thing.
So now you guys are all the same so far, and I've got
Chris
two
and
different.
I are chalk. Yeah.
Chalk. Yeah. It's interesting.
I heard how bad Steelers. You did last year and said, I'm just falling in line with Chris.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Kenneth Pickett, the quarterback for the Steelers.
Kenneth P. Pickett.
Deshaun Watson for the Browns.
Yes.
Yeah.
So technically, that's a change because Jacoby Brissett was the starter there last year.
Yeah.
So that's a new starter, but that's why when Joe asked that, I was
when
like,
look at how much money they paid Deshaun Watson last
that's
year.
Fair, that's fair.
Yeah.
The Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Yep.
The Titans.
Ryan C. Tannehill for me.
Is that his middle name?
No, it doesn't have to be, Chris. It's your bit, man.
It is my bit. It's Ryan T. Tannehill, the third. It's even better.
Wow. What's the middle name here?
Wow.
Timothy.
Timothy.
Ryan Timothy Tannehill.
If I had
III.
To guess, I was going to say
Timothy Tannehill. What a 1-2 punch
it's,
there.
It's almost like Tim the Toolman Taylor, you know?
I am also with Ryan Tannehill as the starter for the Titans, by the way.
I really wanted to go a different direction. And if I didn't go Jimmy Garoppolo to the Jets, I would have went Ryan Tannehill.
That's what I would have done too. Yes, I'm in agreement with
so
you.
So, Chris, we're still chalk because I do have chalk. Ryan. I don't think the Titans are going to get the upgrade opportunity unless they decide to go make a splash, but I don't think the rest of their roster with the DNA of who they are, who they want to be, how they want to play the game really lends itself friendly to that happening. Ryan Tannehill.
The Colts.
All right. I have Will Levis. Okay, Kyle goes Will Levis too. All right. Doesn't matter if it's a trade or not. This is, I mean, with Urs. Ursay coming out and saying that stuff about the Alabama guy not being bad. Come on, man.
The Alabama guy doesn't look half bad.
You know, Joey Molinaro does an amazing Ursay.
I got
caught up in some of his videos. When I say caught up, I mean maybe an hour of my time last night. What was
the one that he just did? Mahomes with
Howard
Stern.
Simon. Or Howard Stern. Howard, yeah, Howard.
That's the best one he's ever done. Chris, I don't know if you've seen that or not.
I haven't.
The last Molinaro video I saw was when he did the Super Bowl party and he was doing Cowherd and Tony Romo and Harbaugh and he was doing everybody. It was very
dude, his Romo's amazing. You don't realize how much Romo doesn't say until you...
His Cowherd is, I think, his best impersonation.
Which one?
His Cowherd one, I think, is his
Chris,
best.
I'm here to tell you his Mahomes...
Is better?
And his Howard Stern are both better.
Yeah, you gotta watch that one.
Because there's a guy who does a really good Stern. I don't know if you've seen this. Like, I think his name is Matt Friend on TikTok. He does a really good Stern. It's tough to beat.
Can we do like a 30-second blurb from the video, or are we gonna get in trouble?
I would rather not.
How about if I did a 5-second blurb?
I would rather you do 0 seconds. Can I share who I think the Colts starting quarterback is gonna be in 2023? I didn't really get a chance to.
You're the floor is yours.
The upper quartile of the upper quartile, the Indianapolis Colts. I believe what their owner says. They like that Alabama kid. Give me Bryce Young as the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Take the owner at face value. Take the owner at face value.
Oh, man.
The
Kyle
Texans.
What's happening with Kyle right now?
He's eating yogurt with his finger.
And it's actually heavy whipping cream off of my alcoholic beverage at 11:30. I'm just going to try not to say anything the rest of the show. I don't want to get us in trouble here.
No, that's okay. Playing copyrighted content that we don't have ownership over is different than
we
you
just
being a part
shouted
of the show.
Joey out. We got a soundboard, all kinds of shit.
I know, and I'm just waiting for the email. I wait every day for it.
What difference?
You got to find something else to do, man.
the Texans
sitting there waiting on email.
Bryce Young to the Texans.
That's who I have as well, Bryce Young to the Texans.
Bryce Young to the Texans.
It would be a disaster for the Houston Texans to draft a rookie quarterback into that situation. So what we're going to do is we're going to give them a bridge quarterback. We're going to give them a quarterback with some mobility. We're going to give them a quarterback that can work with Damian Pierce, who likes to have a good running game in order to be able to be successful. Tyler Huntley, pack your bags. You're going from Baltimore to Houston. You're going to hang out with DeMeco Ryans. I think this is a perfect fit for a team that needs a bridge quarterback for maybe 1 to 2 seasons. They can draft a quarterback in next year's draft. It's not going to cost them a ton of money to get Tyler Huntley. He's going to be able to help you be competitive and potentially win games next season. I fully endorse this maneuver. Tyler Huntley.
All right. That's fun.
See, Joe? I told you weren't going to hate it.
I mean, if you predictively think that's what's going to happen, that's fine. I can be talked into it, but I think that the Texans are going to take the number 2 pick and use it on a quarterback.
The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes going to be their starter? Is everybody in there?
Yes. What do you guys think?
It's tough. It's
are
close
we allowed to say his name or is that copyrighted content?
Has the ship sailed?
The Chargers, Justin Herbert's going to be their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
I have Mr. Jimmy Garoppolo going to
the Raiders.
Kyle.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I have. Yep.
Oh,
I
you guys are buying this?
Yeah, I do. I am. I am buying this.
Okay. Sell me on it outside of Davante Adams being there. What other factor are you clinging to?
The Raiders with a big-time galaxy-brained offensive mind trying to get caught up in the rat race of the AFC West with the quarterback landscape being what it is. They haven't really cared about their offensive line over the last 3 years in general. So while I agree that would be the prudent thing to do, would be to address it, I just think it's much easier to look at the Raiders and say, well, in 2021, we were a playoff team and went 10-7 and could have beat the Bengals in the wild card round with Rich Bisaccia. And we got a better head coach, in our opinion, because we chose Josh McDaniel over Rich Bisaccia. And we're going to reignite the flame at Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. And you got to have a high-level quarterback to compete in this division with the way it is shaping up with Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. So we got to go out and we got to go get Aaron Rodgers.
My thought is it's probably easier to get ayahuasca in Las Vegas than it is anywhere else in the United States. So,
His drug of choice?
Wasn't that the meme at the beginning of the season that that's what he was doing before the year?
I don't know.
To get himself healed up for the season. Guy. Pretty sure that was the bit. No, I agree with Kyle. I think if Rodgers is just going to restructure his contract with some of the, because the cash is probably the thing that stops this, right? Is the ability of the Raiders to pay that cash up front. So I think that if he's able to restructure his contract and move some of the money around the way that it needs to be paid, I think the Raiders are going to be all in on getting a quarterback in the building. And I think Rodgers and Adams, you want to keep Adams happy. You want to keep this core in place outside of Derek Carr. This is a move they'll make.
The Raiders' remainder of team doesn't come close to the Packers' remainder of team, in my opinion.
Correct. You're not right.
I don't know. Can I, Joe, what does that matter?
I know. I feel like this would be such a bad move for the Raiders.
But if he wants,
congratulations,
if he wants
on
out,
winning 8 games.
Wow. It's true.
Like, it's true. You're going to do this to win 8 games. Okay.
Cool the Broncos, stadium. Russell, cool stadium. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
We go to the NFC, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Yes.
The Giants, Daniel Jones.
Yes. I do have that. Yes.
The Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. The Commanders. Yes.
I've got Sam Howell here.
That's what I have. I have Sam Howell down as well.
I don't feel great about it. Yeah. It's just hard to find the other course, right?
You have to believe what they're telling you, right? They've said that Sam Howell is their quarterback. They're not being linked to anybody at this juncture, whether it's a first-round quarterback or it's one of these free agent quarterbacks. Strongly enough to admit that would make me waver from this belief. So you go at this point, I got to go with what I got. I got to go with the information I have in front of me.
And I hear you. And I think sometimes if you go back to the other side, like, and I agree with it, I put Sam Howell down. But obviously, we should be reminding ourselves that this is a fifth round quarterback that started one game last year.
That's why it's begrudged for me.
Right. Like there's both sides of this. And it's probably about what opportunities become realistic for them that could move them off of it. But I mean, it's not a bad gig, man. They got 3 good receivers. Got to get some O-line right. I don't know. Running back situation looks fine.
The Vikings.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Okay, Kirk. Just making sure. The Packers. Jordan Love.
I got Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
That's what I have.
They made this decision 4 years ago.
Correct.
Like it's at some point, especially with it being the contract year, right? Like you got to find out, man. You got to find out.
Our Lions, Jared Goff.
Yes.
And then the Bears, Justin Fields, even though I saw a story yesterday that there's buzz about Justin Fields being dealt.
It's
exactly the narratives that the Bears should be putting out there. Yeah.
It came from an untrustworthy source, though. So.
Yeah, but.
Who is it? Pro Football Talk?
It was Jason Lockenfor.
Oh, God. With.
Touche. Yeah. Chris hit me with the reverse Uno card there.
Right.
Oh boy.
You like that? You like that?
The NFC South, we start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm ready to shock the world here with my
where it gets real wild. Okay. Who'd you put?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield.
Okay. I've been writing these down. Hold on, I messed this up.
You've been writing down all of ours as well?
Yeah, I'm writing everyone's down.
All 96 predictions. Thank you. We were worried about doing the thing today, and we have like 23 minutes, and we're in the NFC South already.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so
are
I'll
you
go Bucks now?
Yes, that's what we were waiting on.
Okay, listen, this was the hardest one. This was
This was difficult, yes, but I think I have a good answer.
It's either Blaine Gabbert or or Baker Mayfield.
Nah.
It's the correct answer.
Joe, if we have the same answer here, I'm going to be shocked.
Okay. Do you want to... Well, you're not going to change your answer. My answer is Sam Darnold.
That's my answer, Joe, I swear. That's my answer.
You have so much in common.
I have Sam Darnold written down. That's what I have written down.
Yeah,
Samuel R. Dalton. I had his name, open here on the other page to give the full.
Did you wait? Is that actually his middle name? I kind of would expect you to know it.
His name is Samuel Richard Darnold. So it's Samuel R. Darnold.
I think Josh's middle name is Patrick. So Joshua Josh Patrick. Yeah. Kyle, what about Josh Tua's middle name? Can you give us that? Can you give us that?
I can't even pronounce his full first name.
What's Dan Marino's middle name?
He doesn't have a middle name, according to Wikipedia.
I don't want to disrespect my quarterback and say his first name wrong, but there's about 25 letters in his true first name. So,
if you have 25 letters in your first name, there's no need for a middle name.
Dan,
you're good.
Joe, I will give you my next paycheck if you can guess Dan Marino's middle name.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I am.
Do I get the initial? Give me the initial.
C.
Oh, boy.
You get one guess.
Okay, I get one guess. I'm guessing it's not a very normal name.
I just looked it up.
It's a goat name.
And you just learned this for the first time.
Yes.
The only way you would know this is like it's one of those trivia things that happen and you're just like, oh, I've seen this one time and I just remembered it forever. Like that.
Because once you know it, you'll never forget it. You'll never forget Dan Marino's middle name ever again.
Okay, I think it's Champ.
That's
Daniel?
It's kind of a dick thing to say. That what? Dan's middle name is Champ when he
was the passing champ in the NFL when he retired, man.
Shit.
A lot of yards. My quarter, I've never, bro, I got nothing to say there. Jim Kelly lost four of them, man. Like,
Chris,
Josh hasn't been there.
Do you want to
his name is Daniel Constantine Marino Jr.
Oh, Constantine. Yeah. That's what, it was my next guess, boys.
I'll keep my paycheck. Thanks. So,
yeah. Yeah, you hold on to that with all your might.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I love that we're on the same page with the Sam Darnold thing.
I felt this is the reason why I did it. Sometimes teams, like if they play well against you, they will want you to be on their team. And Sam had that like 341 yard, three touchdown game against him. I know they lost, but you could see them kind of buying into that a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I agree. I think they're going to be looking for somebody that's more of a stabilizing force at quarterback because I don't think they're going to tear this thing down. I don't think they can with Todd Bowles. So I think Sam's the perfect guy, and I don't think they're going to go with somebody in-house on the roster. The Falcons. Joe, I'm assuming you put Lamar here.
Yeah, this is where I got Lamar. This is ever since Ray Garvin kind of put this on our radar. Ray. Yeah, he's effing with my mind, man.
Yeah. I have Desmond Ridder.
That's what I have, Desmond Ridder as well.
Well, you guys had Lamar staying in Baltimore, so
we did.
True.
We did.
Yeah. True. That's the domino of that. Yeah. The Saints. I think this is pretty obvious. We all have Derek Carr. Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't. Obviously.
Where did you have Derek Carr going?
I don't know if you remember this. Oh, we haven't got there yet.
We haven't got there yet. Come on, Joe. I'm in the same boat as you.
What team is this again? Sorry, I was filling
it's
in the blanks
Saints.
Here.
It's the Saints.
So you have Derek Carr going to the Panthers. Okay, got it. We'll get there in a
Joe
second.
Joe and I both have – can we just do the Panthers since it's in the same division?
I have Derek Carr there. Listen to yesterday's podcast. I went on a monologue about that.
Yes, I have Will Levis for the Panthers, by the way.
Okay. So when we're on back to the Saints.
I have Derek Carr, clearly.
Okay, and Kyle has who?
To the Saints?
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, come on now.
Da-da-da-da.
No.
Sam Darnold. Here he is. Sorry.
Wait, did I really do this?
Uh-oh. He's looking at his list. He's like, uh-oh. Maybe
did I double dip somewhere?
Did I
fudge this up? I did fudge this up.
You put a guy in two spots.
You put Aaron Brooks down. The guy's been out for a while, man.
For convenience. Get Aaron Brooks. For convenience sake, I'm going to move Derek Carr to the Saints.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Kyle.
Yeah. I fudged up my list. So
okay, my pick for the Saints is Andy Dalton.
Okay.
I thought, he played reasonably well. It's a returning coaching staff. I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of options out there for him. I mean, Andy Dalton had a good year last year.
So, Kyle.
Yes.
Who's now going to be the Panthers for you?
C.J. Stroud.
Okay. We like that.
Right.
You won.
The 49ers.
You like that? You like that?
I have Trey Lance.
I think my favorite part of that soundbite is the noise beforehand, so you know that it's coming.
Right.
So you just sit there and wait.
I try to have it turned down enough so that it's subtle, but it's not.
Yeah,
I have Brock Purdy. I think he'll play more games than Trey Lance.
That's not
the qualifier.
Nope. You're going to lose that then. You're going to lose. Because week one is when we're going to take stock of this.
No, we've said primary starting quarterback. I've said that 100 times.
I said primary starting quarterback.
Oh, I have Trey Lance still.
Okay.
The Brock Seahawks.
Geno Smith.
Not for me.
I know you have CJ Stroud. You have CJ Stroud here because I'm sitting here doing the math, asking myself. I know what all your other answers are. Where does Joe have CJ Stroud?
Seattle Seahawks. I like it for him. It's time for them to get a new young quarterback, man. They got this draft capital. Use it. Don't sit there and cling to Geno.
Let me ask you this: even if they draft CJ Stroud at 5, are you still? Do you think he starts more games than Geno in 2023?
Yes, I was prepared for this question. Yes, I do, because I think that Geno, over maybe starting the first 3 to 6 games, will show enough chinks in the armor that they're like, oh, crap, this is kind of who he is.
So he's going to get the Tua Ryan Fitzpatrick treatment from 2020, how that played
out. Maybe not exactly that, but we've seen this before. There's another quarterback that starts the year and then ushers the way. I mean, Mitch Trubisky to Kenny Pickett. Stuff like that.
I'm glad I caught the last three words of that because my headphones decided to disconnect there as soon as I said the Tua treatment and it boop, popped out. So
the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to do it again.
The Cardinals.
Okay, so Chris, who do you have if Kyler Murray should not your week one starter for the Cardinals? Who you got here?
I have Baker down.
I do too.
Respect for congruency's sake.
I also think there's an opportunity that if we're going to play the primary starter game, that Baker will end up starting more games than Kyler anyway. So yeah. I like this. I'm congruent here.
I've already burned Baker to Tampa Bay.
You have. So you're just going to go Kyler here and just roll the dice.
No, I can go Tyler Huntley slash Kyler Murray.
Okay. I will just tell you, the Rams, I have Matthew Stafford.
That's correct.
And if you guys went through my list, I didn't play C.J. Stroud anywhere as the primary starting quarterback for any of these teams.
I see that. What team does he play for, Chris?
That's a great question. I don't know, but I don't think he's going to go into a situation where he's going to be the primary starting quarterback in 2023.
It's a bad take.
Okay.
Disrespectful to Draft Dudes alumni, CJ Stroud. That counts, right? Because
you forget he's an alumni.
Me and Keith did it, but it still counts, right?
Caleb Williams, Draft Dudes alumni.
Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams, Draft Dudes alumni. That's right.
Wow. Bijan Robinson, Draft Dudes alumni.
His Dijon mustard is busted.
Mm. We haven't gotten an update on that. It's good, huh?
It's very good.
Yeah.
Joe, I feel like every time it comes up, you say we don't get an update, and then we get an update.
It's probably true. My wife says stuff like that to me all the time.
Speaking of wives, my wife hijacked a whole bottle of it because I used it with olive oil and lemon juice to make a salad dressing.
Sounds amazing.
It is amazing, and it's even better because it's Bijan Dijon. But
even as somebody who doesn't like salad,
once she found out
amazing.
What it is, she yanked the other bottle, and I'm like, well, I was going to leave the other bottle unopened, like one of those boxes of Wheaties with the guy on the front to be a thing 20 years from now. And you've stolen that from me. So now I probably have to buy more Bijan Dijon.
I have a story, if we may.
Is it going to violate any copyright intellectual properties that's going to get us in trouble?
We need, and I don't think we have anything on here like this. We need like a story. You know how in TV shows when it's story time, they play that little music in the background to start story time? That's what we need because we do this all the time on the show. So yes, Joe, please. Story time with Joseph J. Marino, please. Go ahead.
Here it is. And consider this a warning. This may happen to you in the future, Kyle.
I have something for the end of the show as well. So I'm eager to see what this is and how it goes for us. So
by the way, folks, just to give everybody a heads up, the football talk is done for the day. We've gone through all the
quarterbacks. No, that's not true. I have football talk. Okay. I have football talk.
Okay. There won't be any football talk. Okay, so we're recording this podcast on Wednesday, February 15th. It's 11:47 a.m. on the East Coast right now. So last night was Valentine's Day. And so I took my daughter. It's just she and I. She's 3 years old. I took her on a date. I was really excited about it, and I would say it went well. But we're sitting down at a booth, and it's like one of those smaller booths that's really designed for one person on each side. And so I eat my steak. My daughter has eaten two yeast rolls and two pieces of shrimp, and she hits me with, "Daddy, I have to go potty." Okay, cool, no problem. I mean, I'll take you to the bathroom. And so we get off of the booth, we walk down and over to the bathroom. She uses the bathroom. We're in and out in less than 5 minutes, which with a toddler. And
they didn't take your food, did you? Did they?
Joe, no. No. The steak was gone?
We come out of the bathroom and the busboy.
Oh, no.
Is picking up the, like, our stuff is in the black container that they use to carry it away. And he looks at me and I look at him and I said,
I wasn't done with that.
We weren't done. And he's like, he looked at me like, he's like, I knew you weren't done. And your server knew you weren't done. But our manager told us to clean up this table. And I said, that's not my problem. And so
you can send the manager's ass over here to talk to me.
Right. So we got to a good conclusion here. And I had to point them in the right direction because the first offer was to the food that we didn't eat for them to remake it and allow us to take it home. That was the initial proposal. And I said, look, I said, you
what
guys made a very
establishment was this. Is there any chance they're going to be a sponsor of the show?
I have a guess of where it was based on the pictures.
Yeah. If you see the Instagram pictures, you'll probably know where it was. I was like, look, and here's the thing is the server was wonderful, an absolutely wonderful server. Like,
I love that the busboy just threw management right under the
and he
right
should.
Under the bus.
He should. He's like, I'm dealing with this guy. He's pretty pissed off right now. He's like, yeah, I knew you weren't done. I knew it. But I'm like, I'm talking to this manager. He's like, did you think we left? I didn't pay. There's things that you could have considered here to put yourself in a position to be a little bit more successful. And I said, look, bottom line here is she deserves a tip. She was absolutely wonderful. So I need to be able to give her a tip. I don't have any cash. I said, you need to figure out what the right thing to do is here, but I'm not interested in having boxed up two pieces of shrimp and some loaded mashed potatoes that I didn't get to. I was like, yeah, we were going to order dessert. We were not close to being done, but we were close enough where I'm not really interested in some take home phone as a consolation prize.
I'm calling timeout. Yes. Aggressively. Wow. I am aggressively
two
calling
remaining.
Timeout.
Two remaining.
No, I'm fine. We're at the end of the half. So it is what it is. They only offered to remake the uneaten food and not the whole meal.
Yes.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Fuck off.
Yes. So that's.
I'm
that's
sorry, Chris. If you want to take it out, you can.
No,
but what
no,
the hell
hated.
Are we doing?
Bro, and here's the thing: is like
what
you know
the
me.
Hell?
You know me. Like I can lose my shit. Okay, right. But I'm here. It's my first time. Like just me and my daughter.
What
just
is happening?
Valentine's Day. I'm trying to be a good boy, and I was. Anybody that knows me would have been proud of my behavior in that moment. And I said, "Look, I'm not going to tell you what the right thing to do here is, but she deserves a tip, and I don't have cash." And I said, "Figure it out." And they did the right thing. They charged me for $1.99 fountain drink. I was able to leave the lady a nice tip because she was wonderful. She had a light up necklace that had like hearts that were glowing and she gave it to my daughter. She was very sorry. But this manager was not a problem solver. Let me tell you that. I mean, the guy was nervous about flipping tables on Valentine's Day and man, like what a poor assumption on his behalf.
Hey, that's Mr. Manager.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
You hear me? Don't you dare
this.
Take me to this restaurant.
Can
next
I give
time
a happy,
I come down?
There's a good ending here.
There's not.
So
I promise. There's
no,
not.
There is.
There were loaded mashed potatoes that went uneaten
right, they
and
didn't
two shrimp. So I know it's not a happy ending.
And the
go
tails
ahead.
Were still there. There's five shrimp tails you can have. And my
tragic.
Daughter had actually an entire side of macaroni and cheese. We were going to get dessert as well. So we get to the car, like we're ready to move on. And my daughter reminded me that I promised her a lollipop. And so I'm like, okay, we got to get a legit lollipop here, right? If the dinner was normal, we would have probably just stopped at a regular, you know, QT or something and got a lollipop. So I was like, no, I want to get her a lollipop. So I, you know, I put in my GPS candy stores, because I think it'd be fun to take her in there and maybe there'd be something fun that we can also get her to really make this fun. That she doesn't know anything about the she doesn't care about the food. But anyways, we go to this place. It's 10 minutes away. I'm like, I'm going there. I don't care. And it's in a town nearby me that has a really nice, like, they just redid like their downtown scene, and the candy shop was right there in town. We were able to go in there. She got a sucker, and there was really fun things for her to play with outside, and she got to like dance on these big platforms and walk around the borders of the landscaping, and we sat on a swing. So like, there was very sweet ending to this, and I realized that was her favorite part. And without the mishap at the restaurant, we probably don't get to that part. But my gosh, how do you? We didn't pay, Kyle. We didn't pay.
And
we weren't done.
I'm just
all I had done is eaten my steak, and you know I can eat fast, and I was eating fast because I didn't want to be the snag in the line if something happened at that table. All I ate was a steak, so you know how quickly I can do that. There you go, story time with Joe.
Distraught.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you put in the chat the name of the restaurant?
Yes.
I have two in my head.
Unburying bodies. Do you want to
put your guess in there first, Chris?
Yeah, it was one of these two.
Yeah.
The first or second one? Second one?
Was it Joe sneezing into his microphone? The first one or the second one?
I was going to let him go.
I muted that sneeze.
Was it the second one?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
It was the first
one. Did we go there one time together?
We've been to the second one together, and you had a disastrous experience.
Well, that was in Phoenix, so that's Chris's.
Whoa! I had nothing to do with
that. Was Chris there for that?
I was not.
He was not there, but it was in his town.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Chris ordered the steak or whatever, and it was.
I don't live in Phoenix, so not really my responsibility.
Same state. It's your fault.
It's the same greater metro area. Logan,
what do you got, Kyle?
Didn't we?
your cat Logan. What is he doing?
My cat Logan sitting right over here. Isn't that where we went with Lorraine one time we met? I had this like just got to town. We went out for drinks or something.
We went to
like
Outback. It was Outback.
Was that Outback?
Yeah, we went to Outback
in Concord.
Yeah, Concord Mills. That's where we went. Okay, yes, I know exactly what you're talking.
Okay.
It was the three of us. Yeah,
okay,
we went there.
No rules, just right. Okay, I have a thing since we have just a couple minutes left. I did an auto pick mock draft 7-round, and I'd like to tell you what your draft class is.
For okay. The Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins?
Correct. I have not looked at any of them, but this is, you would you take this right now? Yes or no?
All right. Let's find out.
Okay. The Buffalo, the answer might be no here for Joe. So the Bills made the following draft selections with their fully simulated 7-round mock draft. Linebacker, Trenton Simpson, Clemson Tigers.
We're gonna need a big recovery here.
Well, right. That's, I saw that name. I said, ooh. Joe Tippmann, interior offensive lineman, okay. Wisconsin Badgers at 62. Jamie Robinson, safety, Florida State at 94.
Okay.
Wide receiver Michael Wilson, Stanford Cardinal at 132. Mm-hmm. Interior defensive lineman Zach Pickens at 138. And then, fittingly enough, did he go back? Isaiah McGuire, pass rusher, Missouri, 165.
It's not terrible. It's not how I would think it. Like, I would pick it to look. You just knowing that it could be worse, you know?
So your response is it could be worse.
It could be worse. I don't think I'm signing up for it. But Tippmann in the second round is a real win for me.
If you flip Tippmann and Trenton Simpson, does it feel better?
It feels a lot better. And then Jamie Robinson in the third is really good, especially because I don't think Poyer's back. So there's
Michael
a lot of things I like.
Michael Wilson's a nice physical add to that wide receiver.
Right. Should be
just probably not your wide receiver two. So it raises some questions about who wide receiver two is. Yeah. Chris.
Kyle.
Peter Skoronski, offensive lineman, Northwestern at 13.
I'm out.
He's out. He's already out.
This is unbelievable to me that you don't want him.
Caillou Blue Kelly, cornerback, Stanford Cardinal at 44.
even more out.
Kalijah Kancey, interior defensive lineman at 75.
Okay.
Mahamud Dibiate, linebacker, Utah at 112. Ronnie Hickman, safety, Ohio State at 144. And quarterback Clayton Tune, Houston at 179.
Now you could take that and put it in the trash.
All right, Kyle, are you taking yours or what?
Oh, boy, I just opened it up and it's – I think I'm selling it.
Did this go the way you were hoping it would when you decided this would be a thing, you know, here at the end?
No, that's the thing, right, is it's – the variability of every outcome is it's a unique outcome every single time you do it. Noah Sewell, linebacker, Oregon Ducks at 52 for Miami. Tight end Sam Laporta, Iowa Hawkeyes at 78. Running back Zach Charbonnet, UCLA Bruins at 85. Corner Jacorian Bennett, Maryland at 178. And then a player who I'm super lukewarm on, Charlie Thomas, Georgia Tech.
Who was the first pick?
Noah Sewell.
Wasn't in the first round.
Noah Sewell.
This isn't terrible, man. Those first three picks are pretty good.
Sewell, Laporta, and Charbonnet probably fill significant roles. Yeah. I just don't.
Like, you have that in your hand right now. You're going to take whatever really happens over that right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
It was probably the hardest decision of the three of us to make.
Well,
right?
So here's the thing. Is he a three down linebacker right now? Genuine question.
No. Think about Fangio backers. Like, you can't think he can be a better version of Alexander Johnson for him.
Maybe. Laporta is a former wide receiver. I know he can block. I know he's a good hands catcher.
Gives effort as a blocker.
Great. But like, Miami needs a significant upgrade in that room. Like, I would flush the whole thing down the toilet. So I don't think he's a big enough needle mover to get really excited about unless you sign like a bigger free agent at tight end. Charbonnet is probably the best fit. He takes the Jeff Wilson role. You still need a speed back, whether that's Raheem Mostert or somebody else. You're drafting Jacorian Bennett. I'm assuming you're moving Kader Kohou outside and moving on from Byron Jones June 1st. It's okay. It's okay. There's logic with all the fits.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. That is going to do it for us here today on the show. Kyle Krabs, Joe Myrna, and Chris Schubert. Appreciate our friends over at BetOnline for their continued support of the show. Appreciate all of you for checking it out. Come on back and see us again tomorrow for Takes on Takes and Two Truths and a Lie. Can't wait. Talk to you then.
Thanks for being here for another episode of the Draft Dudes Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you are at it, help the dudes out by leaving a rating and review. Want more? Head over to www.thedraftnetwork.com or follow us at The Draft Network on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.